2 Samuel chapter 21. Then there was a famine in the days of David 3 years, year after year, and David inquired of the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah answered, "It is because of Saul, and because his bloody house, because he killed the Gibeonites." And the king called the Gibeonites, and said to them, "Now the Gibeonites were not of the children of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites, and the children of Israel had sworn to them. But Saul sought to kill them in his zeal for the children of Israel and Judah. Therefore David said to the Gibeonites, 'What shall I do for you? And with what shall I make the atonement, that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord Jehovah?' And the Gibeonites said to him, 'We will have no silver nor gold of Saul, nor of his house, neither for us shall you kill any man in Israel.' And he said, 'Whatever you shall say, that I will do for you.' And they answered the king, 'The man who consumed us, and who devised against us that we should be destroyed from remaining in any of the coasts of Israel. Let 7 men of his sons be delivered to us, and we will hang them up to the Lord Jehovah, in Gibeah of Saul, whom the Lord Jehovah chose.' And the king said, 'I will give them.' But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan the son of Saul, because of the Lord Jehovah's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan the son of Saul. But the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth. And the 5 sons of Michal the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel the son of Barzillai the Meholathite. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hung them in the hill before the Lord Jehovah. And all 7 fell together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days, in the beginning of barley harvest. Nisan, March, April. And Rizpah the daughter of Aiah took sackcloth, and spread it for her upon the rock, from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and did not allow either the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. And it was told David what Rizpah the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabeshgilead, who had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hung them, when the Philistines had killed Saul in Gilboa. And he brought up from there the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered their bones who were hung. And the bones of Saul and Jonathan his son they buried in the country of Benjamin in Zelah, in the tomb of Kish his father. And they performed all that the king commanded. And after that God was appeased for the land. Furthermore the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down, and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines, and David grew faint. And Ishbibenob, who was of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. About 7.4 pounds, 3.3 kilograms, he having strapped on a new sword, thought to have killed David. But Abishai the son of Zeruiah protected him, and struck the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David swore to him, saying, "You shall no more go out with us to battle, that you not quench the light of Israel." And it came to pass after this, that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibbecai the Hushathite killed Saph, who was of the sons of the giant. And there was again a battle in Gob with the Philistines, where Elhanan the son of Jarioregim, a Bethlehemite, killed the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, who had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimeah the brother of David killed him. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants.